Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pete Hegseth spent his first full day as defense secretary at the Pentagon. He says he's hitting the ground running.
On removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates, Iron Dome for America, this is happening quickly. And as the Secretary of Defense, it's an honor to salute smartly, as I did as a junior officer and now as the Secretary of Defense, to ensure these orders are complied with rapidly and quickly.
Hegseth survived a nail-biting confirmation vote in the Senate Friday, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote. An investigation is underway into whether the damage of an underwater cable in the Baltic Sea was sabotage.
A Bulgarian shipping company has denied that one of its ships had intentionally damaged an underwater fiber optic cable connecting Latvia and the Swedish island of Gotland. Latvian Foreign Minister Baiba Bradze told reporters that luckily little data was lost.
We have not suffered any loss of data or transmission.
Kalchev's statement followed the announcement that Swedish prosecutors had launched a preliminary investigation on suspicion of sabotage after the ship was detained in the Baltic Sea. I'm Karen Shamas.
Auschwitz survivors have warned of the rising anti-Semitism and hatred in the modern world as they gathered with world leaders and European royalty on the 80th anniversary of the death camp's liberation. In all, 56 survivors gathered under a huge tent on Monday set up over a gate and railway tracks at the site of the former camp. Many participants believe it will be the last major observance with any notable number of survivors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points, the Nasdaq plunged 612. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street superstars tumbling as a competitor from China threatens to upend the artificial intelligence frenzy they've been feasting on. The S&P 500 fell 1.5%. Big tech stocks took some of the heaviest losses, with NVIDIA down nearly 17%. And they dragged the NASDAQ composite down 3.1%. Besides chip companies, utilities hoping to electrify power-hungry AI data centers also tumbled. A Chinese company called DeepSeek said it had developed a large language model that can compete with U.S. giants at perhaps a fraction of the cost. The Dow was up 289 points, closing at 44,713. The Nasdaq lost 612 to 19,341. The S&P 500 dropped 89 points to 6012. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.